Om Shanti. We will be revising today's Avyakta Murli. It has already been revised by so many people and by so many different methods. Still, we will just discuss few important topics from the Murli. I'll start with a very short story. Many years before, in Egypt, there was a great library of Alexandria, and this library had lakhs and lakhs of books, about 40,000 to 40 lakhs, and this library was burnt after many years. Maybe it was constructed way back in 40 before Christ, a 3rd century before Christ, and burned 40 years before Christ. Whilst this library was burning, only one book remained. This is an anecdote, and they say that that book, only one book which was remaining there, and a poor person got that book. And that book had got secret of Philosopher's Stone. Where you can find a Philosopher's Stone? Paris. That stone, and a poor man gets that book, and in that book it was written the secret where you can get the Philosopher's Stone, and it was written that you can get Philosopher's Stone on the ocean, on the shores of Black Sea. So that man is very much determined to get that Philosopher's Stone, and so he goes to the Black Sea, he camps there, he stays there, and there was one criterion which was given about Philosopher's Stone. Whenever there are so many pebbles, so out of those lakhs of pebbles near that shore of Black Sea, there is a one pebble which is Philosopher's Stone. But what is the, how to identify? The moment you pick up Philosopher's Stone, it is warm and rest of the pebbles are cold. So he goes there, he stays there, and from morning till evening, he keeps on picking up stone and sees whether it is Philosopher's Stone or not. And what he does, he makes a plan. Rather than picking up the stone and throwing it there, if he finds that the stone is cold, he throws it into the ocean so that he should not get confused. So he sits the whole day, he doesn't get the Philosopher's Stone. He sits for a week, he doesn't get. He sits for 1 month, 2 months, for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, more than 3 years, he picks up the stone on the ocean, on the shore of the ocean, and he finds it is cold, and he throws it in the ocean. He picks up the pebble, he finds it is cold, and throws. Because the criteria was that the stone is there only, the Philosopher's Stone is on that shore only, but it is warm. So he picks up the cold, he picks up the stone, he finds it is cold, and he throws it. He picks up the stone, he finds it is cold, and he throws it. One day, after 3 years, suddenly he finds that the stone is warm, but he throws it. Because of habit. Anything which is done repeatedly for a long period of time becomes an habit. So this man, who has been throwing pebbles into the ocean for last 3 years, it becomes his habit. Though he, even though he knows that now this stone which I picked up is warm and I should not throw it. And this is a Philosopher's Stone. Philosopher's Stone is something that turns a metal into diamond, or that turns a metal into another Philosopher's Stone. That is what is Paris. Into gold, not diamond, into gold. So, then he repents. So why does he repent? Because of habit. Anything which is done for a considerable period of time becomes a habit. In today's Murli, Baba has used many different words for this habit. What you say my habit. You say my nature, you say my sanskar, you say my swabhav. So, when you say it is habit, how it is formed? And when you are told that you have to give up this habit, you say that I can't give up. So Baba has asked three pertinent questions. Who is more powerful? Habit, sanskar, or soul? One. Second, who is adopted? Who is adopting whom? Soul has adopted sanskar or sanskar has adopted soul? And living power of the soul is sanskar, not the living power of sanskar, the soul. So, Baba is talking about sanskars of dependency. You have to give up the sanskars of dependency. Unless and until you give up this sanskar, you cannot be seated on the heart throne of Bap Dada. So, we need to understand this deep psychology of habits, of sanskar. Whenever we want to change any deep-seated, a deep-rooted habit, we need to understand how it is formed, what is the source. That habit could be getting irritated. We, in some of the classes, we had discussed about different habits of different sanskars. There is a mnemonic, if God finds such a gopis. So there are about 21 different sanskars. We had discussed that in previous classes. So how the habit is formed, where it started, and now if I want to change it, I have to start the same process, but in opposite direction. Then only we will be able to get rid of that particular sanskar or that particular habit. That habit could be anything. Now, we need to understand what are those habits which are detrimental to my Brahmin life. What are those habits which are not allowing me to become perfect? What are those habits which are obstructions in my progress? First step is identification of the habit. One. Second, once you identify a habit, try to find out how it is formed. And then think of a new habit, a new opposing habit to that. Then only you can get rid of that previous habit. If that habit has taken 1 year, you will require at least similar time or even more duration of time to get rid of that habit. But with determined effort, even less time in some cases. So, Baba has started, we will come back to this again. Let's first begin the Murli. Baba has said that the Ganges of knowledge have come to meet the ocean of knowledge. And this is the meeting of this. So, see, look, he is given example of river, he is giving example of ocean, he is giving example of a fair, he is giving example of a swing. All those who have come to this meeting are happy. Why they are happy? Even father is happy to see the spiritual children. Spiritual children are happy to see the spiritual father. Why? Because it is the same father. It is the same children. And it is the same introduction, same recognition that is there. That is why both are so happy. And because of this, children are swinging in the swing of joy, love, bliss and happiness. So the very first analogy Baba has given in this Murli is meeting, spiritual gathering of river and ocean. That is first. Second, children are swinging in this swing of love, bliss, joy and happiness. Third thing, he has talked about three different type of children. Now this is a very deep philosophy again which is discussed over here. What are these three types of children? The first type of children are merged in the love of father. You can imagine the scene of Diamond Hall where Bap Dada is coming and meeting that huge gathering. There are some children who are lost in the love of father. This is a Murli of 1982. There are some children who are lost in the love of father. There are others who are getting experience as per their capacity, yatha shakti anubhav. There are third group of children who are trying to understand this meeting. Who are just trying to understand this. What is this spiritual meeting? What is the spiritual significance of this spiritual union? So these become three categories. The first, they are lost, intoxicated. They are merged in the love of Father. The second category, they are trying to understand. They are trying to have experience, but they are getting the experience as per their own capacity. As per their different capacities. Third group of children are those who are trying to understand what is this meeting. Even though all three of them are lovely children, all three of them are loving children, but still there are three categories. The question is, which category I belong to? Am I the one who is lost in the love, or am I having experience but to a certain degree as per my capacity? And third, no experience but just trying to understand, figure out what is this meeting is. So these are the three categories of children. Then Baba is talking that there is a distance. There, Baba has given many self-checking point. What are those self-checking point? How much we have become similar to father. See, in Hindi there are three words, but in English there are three different words. In Hindi it is rhyming, but in English they are not rhyming. Baba said, samajna, that is to understand. Then, second is samana, that is to merge in English. And third is saman, that is to become equal. So understand, to merge, and to become equal. Three different words in English, but very much similar words in Hindi. So, Baba is very much optimistic here. He is saying that those who are trying to understand will one day become merged. And one day those who are merged will become equal. But still there is a great difference. Sometimes there is a small difference. Small difference in becoming equal to father. Bab Saman. Why this is different? And there is a great mantra by which you can finish this difference. And what is that mantra? Man Mana Bhava. With this mantra, but you apply this mantra in every form, in every thought and in every second. Then only you can become like father. Baba has given many self-checking point. So this is a self-checking method of Murli. What are those methods? His thoughts and my thoughts. His words and my words. There are 21 points we had discussed to become like father. What are they? Thought, word, deeds, connection, relationships, behavior. 5 plus 2. Intellect, sanskar, plus 2, body and mind, plus 4. What are those 4? Drishti, vritti, drishtikon and habits, plus 4. Listening, eating, writing and touching, close 4. Plus 4, feelings, emotions, plus memory, then dreams. And then one more, imagination. So these are the 21 points we need to check. In these points, how much I have become like father. Okay, so this is a self-checking method here. This here. Then next, Baba is talking about heart throne of Bab Dada. So the question to all of you is, what is the speciality of this heart throne, Dil Takht, of Bab Dada? What are the 10 specialities of this throne? Unlimited. It is unlimited, first of all. Then, what is the speciality of this throne? Always pure. It is very, very pure. And that is why only pure souls can sit in this, on this throne. Not all. This is the blessing of one of the Murlis. This throne is very pure. Second, third, anybody can sit here. You cannot say that I have come now. Baba is talking in 1982. All those who came before, all those who are coming now, all can sit. And even those who are about to come, they all can sit on this throne. Everybody has got equal right. There is no age limitation. There is no caste, creed. Such limitations are not there. Then?
No time bound.
This is no, there is, it is not time, means? It is time bound. It is only now. Yeah, it is not that all the time. Okay, that way. Anytime you can sit here. But it is there only on this confluence age. It's this is there now only. Okay, this is the underlying method of homework. Good. Then, tomorrow we will take poem method and underlying method tomorrow. Okay? Yeah. Song method and this. So, what are the specialities of this heart throne? It is incognito. It is invisible. You can't see it. You can't see it. Then, unlimited, invisible, pure, pure. It is sweet love. Tell something else. It can accommodate all the souls of the world that comes in unlimited, but still, any other different point? only this hard throne is available only on this Sangam Yuga, only on this confluence age. At all other time it is not available. For devotees it is not available. It's available only for children. By sitting on this throne, what you become? Carefree emperor. You become carefree emperor. What else? What are the specialities of this heart throne, this Dil Takht of Bab Dada? Prakash Bhai? You become carefree emperor. Befikra Badshah. Then? You can sit on this throne and you can eat, you can drink, you can sleep, you can walk, you can move, you can do all your activities while sitting on this throne. This is one of the blessing of Sakar Murli or Seasons Murli. It has come. This is Avyakta Mahavakya. So you can do everything while sitting on this throne. Then, what else? What are the specialities of this heart throne? It never fails. Once you sit on this heart throne, you are protected. It is the means of safety. It is a means of safety. Once you are there, you remain very much insulated, immune to attacks of Maya. Maya cannot attack you whilst you are sitting here. No enemy can attack you. It is so safe, it is so secure, and it is very high. It is the highest throne on this world. Before this throne, all the thrones of Satyug are nothing. This is the greatest of all the thrones. Then, Purviben, what else? What are the speciality of this throne? Everything is there included in that throne. So, swing of happiness, swings of love, swings of joy, swings of bliss, swings of rapture. Everything is included in that throne. This throne is like a palace. All facilities are available on this throne. Then, what else? The whole world is there on this throne. What else? Shambhai? What are the specialities of this throne? This is a topic for churning. While sitting on this throne, you can, whatever you order, that comes. Everybody has to obey. If you sit on this throne and if you order, it cannot happen that your order remains unanswered. Everything is at your beck and call whilst you are on this throne. So there are many points. This is a homework for everyone to churn what are the specialities of this throne. But Baba has said that who can sit on this throne? Only who does the bargain with Father. And what is that bargain? So now what are the specialities of this bargain with Dilwala? Baba is the one who takes the heart and who gives the heart. He does this bargain. Now what are the 10 specialities of this sauda, this bargain, this deal, this agreement, this contract? Start. You take, this is such a bargain that what you give is iron and what you take is diamonds. So what you are taking and what you are receiving? You are giving nothing and you are receiving everything. Then one. Second?
You have to give everything just in one attempt.
This is a bargain of 1 second and you have to do everything in one go. And you get everything. You get victory in 1 second, you get defeat in 1 second. What else? What are the specialities of this bargain? This bargain, this deal, this sauda. There is no loss in this bargain. Otherwise, in all the worldly bargains, there are always losses. Sometimes benefits, sometimes losses. But here, always, ever, every time you are on the front foot, then? You can do anytime. This bargain can be done at any time. There is no time limit, okay? In Sangam Yuga. This is open all the time. Then, what else? What are the this of this bargain? Specialities of this bargain? He is Bholanath, right? This point definitely comes here. He is the Lord of the Innocent. So, this is a bargain with the Lord of the Innocent. And those who are, only you children can do this bargain. Not all. Not all. The philosophers cannot do. Worldly people cannot do. Those who are knowledgeful, so-called knowledgeful people in the world, they can't do. You innocent people can do this bargain. What else? You give the best and you get the best. Then? It is again unlimited. Then? He is such a customer, he is such a person, such a businessman that when we go to him, he leaves everything and he attends us. Then? You don't have to do any other bargain of this world once you do this bargain. This is such a greatest, the highest, the purest, the easiest of all the bargains. Once you do this bargain, you need not to do any other bargain of this world. Easiest of the bargain. And the most profitable, lucrative bargain of all the bargains of the world. Then, this is the bargain of thought, of feelings, of emotions. Then, but then, Baba has, we will go ahead. Baba has said there are some children who do bargain in installments, in pieces. And they say, what they say? We will give everything gradually. That's what they say. They are very clever, Baba said. And there are others who give everything in one go and their stage become constant and they become number one. But there are others who say that we will give in pieces, in installments. So they do. And then they have a lot of complaints. What complaints they have? They say that, okay, we would have come, if we had come earlier, we would have done. If this situation was not there, if this circumstance was not there, if such a thing had not come on our path, then we would have done. But Baba has said that your own original state, your swasthiti is greater than all the external situations, all the paristhiti. Those who are destroyer of obstruction, vigna vinashak, for in front of them, no obstruction, no hindrance, no impedance can stay. Then, what else? About this bargain, the speciality of this bargain. It gives hope to hopeless, okay? What else? So, there are two important things in this, Murli. If we want to become seated on the heart throne of Baba, Baba has said that this is tantamount, this is equivalent to becoming equal to Father, to be seated on his heart throne. So, in order to sit there, what you have to do is, you have to give your heart to him. And you cannot give in installment. Like first you detach your heart from yourself and then give to Baba, first installment. Second, then you detach your heart from the relatives, your relations, and then you give to Baba. Don't give this way. Don't give your broken hearts in pieces. Because if you give this way, you will get attainments also in pieces. So give everything in one go and give everything in 1 second. These are the two things. Give everything to him. This is the most profitable bargain. Give everything to him. You will not be at a loss at any time. It is? There are no conditions in this bargain. But you have to give everything. You have to give everything. You cannot hold back something. Yeah? Yeah, there are many conditions. There are subtle and spiritual conditions here. But there are so much profit, so much you gain in this bargain. So this is in short. So what are the quick points for churning? First of all, churning point is why there is a difference between Father and me. How to finish the difference. And the Baba said the mantra, Maha Mantra is Manmanabhav, but that alone is not enough. We need to churn this mantra more. What is the, how to bridge this gap? And Baba has given churning points. One. Second, about the heart throne. What are the specialities of the heart throne? And if I sit on this heart throne, what are those factors that make me slip down? Why do I slip down from this heart throne? Why do I come down from this heart throne? What are those factors that make me come down on from this heart throne? This is the second. Third, I have to strike this bargain with Father. What is, why there is so much hesitation? Why I don't want to give everything to him? Why I am holding back something? Why I am hiding something? What are the reasons? Why I am not giving everything to him? When he is asking and he is telling, give everything and I will give everything to you. But still I am not giving. So these are some of the points for churning. This is. Then Baba is talking with teachers. He is saying 3-4 points, quick points here. First of all, Baba has said server means his embodiment of renunciation and image of tapasya. What is renunciation? Renunciation, Baba has given definition of renunciation. Tapasya in just one word. One Father and none else. This is tapasya. And what is renunciation? Renunciation, again two words, to remain easy and to mold. To mold oneself, sorry. To mold oneself and to remain easy. Whatever may be the situation, whatever may be the persons, whatever may be the circumstances, you have to learn to mold yourself. You should have that flexibility, that resilience. whatever may be the situation, you should be able to mold. And one more thing about renunciation, to give up even the arrogance of this renunciation. That is real renunciation. So, sarvar means renunciate and tapasvi. Third, sarvar means the one who says yes. Yes, Lord. Or Hanji. If your senior says something to you, you do it. Sometimes in one of the objects, Murli Baba has said that even if that is wrong, but if you do it and think that who is telling you to do that? That person might be wrong, so-called senior. But still, if you do it, you are showing a virtue of obedience. And you will be profited because you obeyed. Baba has given example of Brahma Baba also here. He said he lowered himself. It doesn't mean that you are devaluing yourself. It doesn't mean that you are debilitating yourself. And it doesn't mean that others are becoming greater than you are becoming smaller. No, it's not like that. In Bible there is a very good statement given somewhere. Those who are first here would become last there in heaven. Those who are last here would become first there. This is said about ego. This is said, those who are egoistic and those who are trying to puff up their ego, and those who are first here, those who are trying to make a show off. Baba said, why you want this temporary prestige and respect of this world? What you will gain? Those who are after that, they would be last there. Those who are first here would be the last there. Those who are last here would be first there. Those who don't mind to be placed at the last, they don't have that egoistic personality. So Baba has given example of Brahma Baba. He has always kept everybody ahead. He said that he even massaged their feet and everything. All those examples Baba has given. Baba is talking with Gujarat, and here he said, you don't become Gujarat benefactor, but what you have to become? World benefactor. So there is a very beautiful point here that we have to come out of our limitations. No state, no country. We are no language even. We are world benefactors. We are world benefactors. We should not be so much that this should happen in this language only. Recently there was A.R. Rahman's program in UK. And many people have trolled him because he sang many Tamil songs. And there is a lot of debate going on about it. Then why did he sing Tamil? Though the people say music has no language. Music is an international language. But lot of people have said that give us our funds back in London. So such things are there. So why we are so much bound to one country? Why we are so much bound to one language? They said that why did he sing in Tamil? He should have sung in Hindi. Many things about that is going on at present. So we have to cross all the boundaries. Not even that we belong only to Madhuban. We belong to the world. We belong to the entire world. Our interests are international, not just Indian. We are such small creature in this world. There was a Archbishop Padri in London. There is a story about him. Leo Tolstoy has written about him that he died. Okay? And he reached heaven. In heaven, in Christianity, just as in India there is a Yamraj and Chitragupta in Christianity there is Saint Peter who is sitting at the gate. So he reaches the gate of heaven and he finds very huge gates of heaven, and he is such a small creature. He used to think that I am a big bishop, archbishop. And he sees and nobody is there, and he keeps on roaming here and there. After a long time, many years, somebody opens the door and he is such a small, and a door is opened and one Saint Peter peeps out and see who is there. And he says, I am there. He says, who are you? He says, I am the Archbishop of London. He says, what? What you are saying? He says, London. The Saint Peter says, where is this London? I don't know. He says, you don't know London? It is one of the beautiful country, in one beautiful place on earth. Peter says, now you are making me more and more confused. What is this earth? I don't know what is earth. He says, you don't know earth? He says, earth is a planet. So that Saint Peter says, I would have to lick, because there are so many solar systems here. Tell me the index number of the earth, then I will know. So he's so disappointed to listen to this. He used to think I am the greatest. And then he asked him, tell, where is God? That Peter says, I don't know, I am just a doorkeeper. I am a watchman. God might be there inside somewhere. I don't know where is God. Then he tells him, tell that I am the follower of Jesus Christ. Then Saint Peter says, now who is this Jesus Christ, new guy? I don't know about him. You are making me confuse all the time. I have not heard of who is this man. So it shows how small creature we are. And we think we are so big. We are nowhere. You see the entire system, solar system. Earth is small. And there are so many systems like this, so many suns like this. So we are none, but we think we are greatest. So that's why I said, never think that you belong just to one place. But not just Gujarat benefactor, but world benefactor. Okay, that is one. And last point, Baba said, ever ready. Gujarat means ever ready. One more point, Upram. This is a very, very, very beautiful thing here. Never, never limit yourself to anything. You stay Upram. Upram means beyond. Stage which is beyond. Stage which is beyond. You are like a bird hopping from one branch to another branch, not attached to anything. Not attached to anything. Recently, one of the brother, he compiled all the classes and that links, you know, Shambhai, all the links of all the classes. When I saw that links and all those classes, I was seeing so much burden. This also is a burden of all the classes. A subtle burden, a subtle attachment. These so many. You know, this is also not a stage which is beyond. Upram. Everybody has to practice two things. One is detached observership, sakshi, and second, being beyond. Being beyond. These are the two very, very subtle practices everybody has to do. We do not belong to anything of this world. We are away from everything. We don't get attached to anything. We remain Upram. We remain Sakshi and Upram. That is how Shiv Baba is. And that is why he is away from everybody. He is so powerful because of these two reasons also. Why God is so powerful? These are one of the reasons. He never gets involved anywhere. He comes, he does his jobs and he's out. He comes, he narrates smoothly and he goes away. He never gets attached to anything of this world. So, practicing detached observership. So we'll just revise again these few points. What are the qualifications of a server? First, he should be tapasvi. Tapasya means one father, none else. Second, he should be a renunciate. Renunciation means to remain, to mold oneself and to remain easy, whatever may be the circumstances, persons or situations. That is second. Third, even to give up the arrogance of renunciation. Fourth, server means who is obedient. Server means who is obedient. Always saying yes. Server means who doesn't want respect, who doesn't want prestige. What you will do? If suppose somebody comes and appreciates you, what next? Is it so good nutrient? It's such a food that contains very good nutrients that will make you healthy. Rather, blame makes you more healthy than all the praises and all the appreciations and all the acknowledgement and all the recognitions of this world. All the prestiges rather that make you egoistic. So they don't contain any powerful nutrients, recognition or appreciation. So that is one. Then example of Father Brahma. He lowered himself. In spirituality, the lower you are, the greater you become. The lower is your ego, the more you are stronger. And another point is ever ready and world benefactor. And last point is staying beyond. So this is in short about today's Murli. So we have whole day. We have already revised it. Everybody has revised it and by different methods. So we should try to use each and every method. Now, this time everybody used different method. But when we read Murli, we try to read it and try to use all the methods. Personally, we should try to use all the methods at one time. And then you try to, then you start tasting the nectar of that, each and every sentence of the Murli. Okay? Om Shanti.